Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 2, we were taught, when the situation seemed to be at their worst, there is only assurance in the Lord. Well, what a way to end the week.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
The devil says, you won't indeed thereof, you won't surely die. And Adam lived hundreds of years after that. But you see, he did die that very day they sinned. Because word death doesn't mean ceasing to exist, it means separation. And in that day that Adam and Eve sinned, they were separated from God. And they'd be separated forever in a lake of fire unless God, who does not lie, did not keep his promise of the seed of a woman. Now, seed usually comes from a man, not a woman. But you see, God places the seed inside of Mary. Even though Mary was a sinner and had to offer a sin offering after the birth of Jesus for herself, she was the one chosen to carry that seed that God created inside of her. And that holy thing which was born of her was called the Son of God. And so, as we look at this, made in God's image, in his spirit, death, disease, destruction, all of that proves that the gods of this world do not help. The only way to come unto the Father is through Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, life. No man comes from the Father but by me, Jesus says. There is none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. You know, when a home is breaking up, when the health is going and you know that you're very terminal, there's only assurance in Jesus Christ. They'll surround Judah with 185,000 soldiers who are battle-trained and battle-tested. Judah hasn't enough to fight. They're outnumbered nearly 1,000 to 1. But one working in the almighty power of God can put 1,000 to flight. Rabshakeh, he causes the men on the walls to fear. 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 26 through 28 says this. Then said Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and Shebna, and Noah, unto Rabshakeh, speak, I pray thee, to thy servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it, and talk not with us in the Jews' language, in the ears of the people that are on the wall. But Rabshakeh said unto them, hath my master sent me to thy master, and to thee to speak these words? Hath he not sent me to the men which sit on the wall, that they may eat their own dung and drink their own piss with you? Then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language and spake, saying, hear the word of the great king of Assyria. Well, in Revelation 13, you'll see that the world leader, the beast, the Antichrist, he'll have a mouth speaking great things, and people say, well, who can make war with the beast? Oh, he killed those two witnesses, and he's done so much. Oh, who can make war with him? He has a deadly wound that's healed. Who can make war with him? and they too will regret it. And so, he's bragging now, but oh, when that king is destroyed and the word of God is proven true, but too late for them because they would not heed it. Although it was there, they did not heed it. Proverbs tells us that the fear of man bringeth a snare, but the fear of the Lord, in that fear is great confidence. In 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. You see, when you begin to fear man and it keeps you from doing what you know is right and doing what you ought to do, when you fear, it's because you're not walking in the power of the Spirit of God. As Isaiah teaches, praise ye the Lord in the fires. Rabshakeh has dashed in pieces many armies. And that fits well with what he said here in 2 Kings. And so he gives these words in the text to Jerusalem. They dispersed people, or did as he fell. He is now before Judah's face, but he doesn't realize he is also before God's face. He disperses them so that they rise up no more, just as Satan wants to do to Israel. Just as Satan wants to do to your testimony. That, my friend, is the work of the devil. That's how he works. He wants to make it so you work no more for the Lord. The devil walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He is our adversary. He wants us to rise up no more. He doesn't want us to do anything anymore for the Lord Jesus Christ. Adultery, murder, depression, homosexuality, alcohol, and a host of many things that have defeated Christians are things that Satan uses to defeat a Christian, because he cannot cause that person to go to hell. But just like King David, who he tempted with Bathsheba, and the same thing will happen to you as happened to David, you lose the joy of your salvation, Psalms 51, to where you have to pray, Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And so Satan destroys life and testimony so that you rise up no more as a lamp and light for Jesus Christ. In James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, it says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, but resist the devil. You know, that is an active thing, not passive. You must resist, because he's trying to destroy your testimony so you rise up no more, be it an individual or a church. And that is an active thing that you do. Not passive. Don't say God didn't help me when you made a pitiful effort. Resist the devil. Resist him with your all and do it in the power of Christ. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. That's what the Bible says. Sound the battle cry, okay? Sound the battle cry. That's our job. Sound the battle cry. Submit to God. Resist the devil. Draw nigh to God. Cleanse your hands of this world and of its sin. And of the sinful deeds, and purify your hearts. It's our duty. And if we're going to be a witness, if we're going to rescue the perishing, we must be holy, we must be separate, we must be dedicated unto God, because duty demands it. Duty demands it. But not only sound the battle cry, because he that dashes in pieces, but also we are to keep the munition. Watch the way. Make thy loins strong. Fortify thy power mightily. You know that word, keep here in our text, keep the munition, simply means, the word keep means to guard. Judah is commanded to do these things. Guard. Guard. Guard holiness in your life. Guard against temptation. Guard righteousness, that is obedience to the commands of God. Guard against the draw of the world. My friend, Sennacherib was coming at Jerusalem. And they had to, Judas was commanded to do these things, that they were to draw nigh to God. They were commanded to keep the munitions. They were commanded to fortify thy power, the power of God. They were to keep the solemn feast. They were to perform their vows. Why? Because the enemy is coming. Oh man, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's why you walk with God. That's why you're faithful to where the God's word is preached. That's why you separate from a church that rock and rolls with their music, and they preach all these different versions of the Bible, and they're preaching motivational sermons instead of preaching the word. You stay true to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.